Shalom to all. Today's office is Chulin Daf Ayin Gimel. We're starting about the 11th line of the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sarah Basim Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So the quote from the Mishnah is, Mamatzinu Betrefa Shitarasa, Avshkitas Behemoth, the Tarasa Ubar. Remember, the Mishnah had said the Uber stuck its leg out, the mother was shechted, then the leg was cut off. And Rameir Lacham argued about this. Rameir holds that the Shechita is not Metarit from Nevela, whereas the Chum hold that it is. And in the Mishnah, we brought a brief conversation between the Chum and Rameir arguing their respective sides. However, now we have a much longer version of this. It says the Gemara Tanya, we have a Braisa. Rameir told the Chum as follows. According to you, what was Metahar this Aver from Nevela? Shechitas Imai, the Shechit of its mother. Well, Imkain, if that's so, Tati Rana Bachila, it should be matter to be eaten, and we know, according to everybody, the Aver is not matter to eat. So it must be there as far as incorrect. So Amrullah, the Chum responded to him, Harbi Matzal Shaina Gufa, Yoser Migufa. It saves, or it's effective, much more for something that's not part of itself than something that is part of itself. In other words, the leg of the Ubar, which is not part of the mother, is able to be saved or protected by the Shechit of the mother. And how do we know that? Because we already learned earlier in the beginning of the parak, chaytach min ur shemeel, if he cut off a piece of the uber when it was inside the mother's stomach, mutter b'achila, that's mutter to eat because of the mother's shechita, whereas menatchol menakoyos, if he cut off a piece of the spleen or the kidneys of the mother itself, asur b'achila, those are asur b'achila. So we see the shechita of the mother is matzil, it's more effective, it saves something which is not part of itself, it's ein gufa, more than something that is part of itself. And therefore the shechita of the mother is metahar, that leg, midin aveila. So further clarifying, this Gemara asks, Maika Amri, what's being said over here? It seems to be the Chum's response to Rameir has nothing to do with what Rameir said. Some Rav, he tells us, and some say it was Kedi. Now, Kedi means one of two things. Either it's the name of a Chacham, or it's just saying Kedi, an unnamed person. And the clarification of this is, actually, Bryce is missing something, and this is really what's being taught. Amalan Rameir, Rameir told them, what was Matar this Aver from Nevela, according to you, Chachamim? Shechitas Ima, the Shechit of the mother. Well, I'm kind of that, so, Tatriana Bachila, so then the Aver should be mutter to eat. And we know the Aver is not mutter to eat. So Amrulai, they told him, and here's where the missing piece is, an animal such as will prove this. The shechting it is matar from nevela, ve'ena matiras b'achila, but it's not matira to be eaten. So to with the leg of the ubar, even though it's not to be eaten, it's at least not nevela. So Amr Lahen, Rameir may respond to them, well, that's not so because imtiar shechitas treifa I saw. If the shechita of the treifa is matar itself, that's because davar shehu gufa, that is very body, so it's matar itself. But titar is aver. Do you want to say the shechita of the mother is matar the aver of the ubar davar she'ena gufa? That's something that's not the body of the animal itself. And so it's to this that Amr Lahen the Chum responded to him, harbi matzal sal she'ena gufa. It's able to save and protect and be more effective for something that's not its guf than for something that is its guf. Because we already learned at the beginning of the parak, if he cut off a piece of the ubar while it was still inside the mother, that piece, since it's still inside the mother, is mutter b'achila, is matter through the shechita of the mother. Whereas if he cut off a piece of the spleen or kidneys of the mother, asur b'achila, those are asur to eat. And that was really the full conversation between Rav Meir and the Chumim. And actually, Tanya Amihachi, we have a brisa just like this. Now this brisa is almost identical. It's just going to add in one more nakuda, which we're going to discuss further after the brisa. And so here's the brisa. Amlan Rameir, Rameir told them, what was matar the aver from nevela? Amrulai, they told him, shechitas ima, it's shechita the mother. So you respond to them, imkin, if that's really so, tatriana bachila, so that aver should be mutter to eat. So Amrulai, they told him, no, trefa techiach, a trefa tell you that's not true. Shechitas matar rasa midin nevela, the shechting of trefa is matar from nevela, but ain matar rasa bachila, it's not matar to be eaten, so it'd be the same thing with the aver. It's not nevela, but it's not to be eaten. So Amlan Rameir told him, imtiar shechitas trefa I saw, the shechita of a trefa is matar itself, and here we have this little addition, vesho aver hamid. Dodoba, it's also matar, an aver, a limb which is dangling from it, meaning if you just have a regular animal, that one of its limbs is dangling from it, it's basically connected just by a thin thread, that's the only thing preventing it from falling off the animal completely. The reason why this is true is because davar shegufa, that's part of the animal itself. But the tar is a ubar, you want to say shechitas matar the ubar, she'ena gufa, that's not the animal itself. So Amrullah, they told him, harv matzal she'ena gufa, yas migufa, she'eshaninu chaytach min ubar shemea, motar b'achila, menatchol menaklayos, asar b'achila. So that's the clarification of the machlokes between Rameir and the Chumim. Now we continue discussing this at greater length, mainly focusing on this Aver Hamidoldol, this limb which is dangling from the animal. Amr Rav Shimon Lakish says as follows: Kimachlekes beubarin, kach machlekes beivarin. The same we have machlekes Rameir and the Chumim regarding the leg of the ubar. That's what we mean by beubarin, the leg of the ubar. It's the same exact machlekes with beivarin, meaning a limb of an animal which is dangling from it. They have the same exact machlekes. Is shechita matar from nevela? Rav Meir says no, and the Chum say yes. Whereas Rav Yechon says that no, machlekes beaver de ubar. The machlekes is only regarding the limb of this ubar. Does the shechita of the mother matar that limb from nevela? Rav Meir says no, and the Chum say yes. Yes, aval be'aver de behema, but we're talking about the limb of an animal which is dangling from it, de'ra kol shechita oisa nipol. Everyone agrees, meaning even the Chum agree Rav Meir, that shechita makes it nipol. Now nipol is a lashon borrowed from a pasuk that uses lashon to describe something that's detached. Nipol comes from the word nafal, meaning fallen, but the better translation over here is detached. In other words, according to this version of Rabbi Yechon, and we're going to have a totally different version on Amud Beis, but according to this one, Rabbi Yechon says that the shechita of the animal makes that dangling limb nipol, makes it considered 100% detached, and that means it's not part of an animal that's properly. properly, and therefore it's going to be tame. What type of tama? So we're going to see either Avram and Achai or Nevela, and that's going to be a discussion on Amun Beis. But either way, this is Machlokes, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, regarding an Avram and Dodol, the limb of an animal which is dangling from it. What does the shechita of that animal do to the limb? Now, Rabbi Yochanan, he further explains, my time is Rabbi Yochanan, Libid Rabbanon. What's Rabbi Yochanan's reasoning in Shitas Rabbanon? Why do they say that the Avram of the Uber doesn't get the din of Nevela because of his mother's shechita, and that doesn't apply to an Avram and Dodol, a dangling limb? And the answer is, hi, it's like the Kantab Chazara, Avahal, less like the Kantab Chazara. In the case of the Uber, there was a potential way to fix it up if the Uber would have retracted the leg and brought it back inside the mother before the shechita, so the leg would have been okay, as we had learned Shitas Rabbi Yochanan in the beginning of the parak. But a limb which is dangling from an animal, there is no takana, there is no way that it's able to be reattached and regenerate and become a good healthy limb again, and therefore it's considered almost 100% detached from it when the animal's alive. Memela, once the animal's shechted, the limb is considered 100% detached, and then it's going to be tameh. Something more asked on this, Meisvei, we just had the brisa previously that Amalem Rameir, Rav Meir told the Chamim, Loi, that's not so, because im tiara shechitas trefa isa ve'es aver hamidoldol ba, and the focus is over here on the aver hamidoldol, namely when an animal is shechted and it has a dangling limb, that limb is now tahar, it's considered part of the animal, so it's not nevela. That's because davar shagufa, that's part of its body. Or is it tahar su ubar davar she'enu gufa? Do you want to say that's matar the ubar, which is not part of it? Now, focusing on this part of Rameir's statement of the aver hamidoldol, the Gemara continues, ayin gemal based on the top, bishlam Rav Shimon Lakish, this is all good according to Reish Lakish, we can understand what Rav Meir is saying, ledivreim kamalhu. He's not saying his own shita, he's talking to the chamim in their shita, because remember, according to Reish Lakish, Rav Meir holds that both with the aver of the ubar and the aver hamidoldol, shita is not metaret. So it has to be that when Rav Meir says that aver hamidoldol does become tar through shita, he's talking to the chachamim, and he's telling them as follows, according to me, Rav Meir, loishna aver to ubar, loishna aver to behema, it doesn't make a difference if we're talking about the aver of the ubar or the aver of the animal that's dangling, ki adadinenu, it's the same exact din, and shita is not metaret from nevela. El Rav Yochanan kasha, but according to Rav Yochanan, it's problematic. Rav Yochanan said, according to everybody, this aver hamidoldol is tameh once the animal is shechted. So Rav Meir and the Brisa say that aver hamidoldol does become tahar through the shechita of the animal. And because of this question, the Gemara brings the second version of what the Machlaika says. Eli itmar, hachi itmar. If something was stated, this really was stated. The Amr Rav Lakish, Rav Lakish says, ke machlaikas beubarim, kach machlaikas beivarim. The same machlaikas Rav Meir and Cham have regarding the leg of an ubar, that's the same machlaikas regarding aver hamidoldol, and that was the same shechita of Rav Lakish that we had before. However, here's where the difference is. Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan says, machlaikas beaver de ubar. Machlaikas Rav Meir and Chamim is regarding the aver of an ubar, aval beaver de behema. But we're talking about the dangling limb of an animal, devar akol, ein shechita asanipol. Everyone agrees that the shechita of the animal does not make that limb as if it's 100% detached, and actually does become tar through the shechita of the animal. And so it's not a stira with devar Meir from the Brisa or the Chamim. And so this answers our problem that we had with Rav Meir and the Brisa. And now the clarification of Rabbi Yochanan's shechita, Rabbi Yisro Chanina tells us, Mata Rabbi Yochanan, alibid Rav Meir. What's the reason for Rabbi Yochanan explaining shechitas Rav Meir that the aver hamidoldol, this dangling limb of the animal, is metar through the shechita of the animal? That's because high gufa of high lav gufa. This is part of the animal itself. This dangling limb, even though it's not 100% connected, it's still part of the animal itself, and therefore it is metar through the shechita. Whereas the aver of the ubar is not part of the animal; it's not part of the mother, and therefore it does not become tahar through the mother's shechita. And the Gemara continues discussing this aver hamidoldol. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hakol ma'idim. Everyone agrees shemisa isanipol. That if the animal with this dangling aver died, so the death of the animal makes that aver like it's completely detached, and now it has the din of aver min achai, and that means that it does not have the same din as the animal. The animal, since it died, is nevela, but since the limb is considered detached, it doesn't have that same din. Rather, it's considered aver min hachai, because remember, it was basically almost 100% detached before the animal died, so now that we're saying it's considered completely detached, it's now tame because of aver min hachai, and even though aver min hachai is tame because of nevela, there's a difference. Namely, let's say a piece of meat becomes detached from a nevela, so it still has a din of nevela, as opposed to with aver min hachai, if a piece of meat becomes detached from that aver, it does not have the din of aver min hachai anymore, because aver min hachai is only metame like nevela if we have the whole aver together, but not if we have a piece of meat from it. So that would be the difference between this limb of the animal and the animal itself. Now, the second part of Rabbi Yochanan's statement is, ve'ein shechita isanipol. Shechita does not make it detached. Namely, when we have this aver hamidoldol of the animal, and the animal's shechted properly, so it's not considered like the limb is detached, and just like the animal's perfectly fine, so too the limb is also fine. It's not tame, it's not nevela, it's not allowed to be eaten, but it's not nevela. As we're asking, what are we talking about over here? Even if I want to say be'aver to ubar, that we're talking about the aver of an ubar, how could you say this? Miflik pligi, they already argued about this. El be'aver the behema, it must be talking about the aver of an animal, aver medoldol, a dangling limb, and that's the way that we explained it just before. Asking more, hold on a second. What's Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush over here? Misa tanina, shechita tanina. This din about misa and shechita are both taught in the Mishnah, actually the very same Mishnah. Misa tanina, this din of misa was taught in the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah later on in the Masechta, which talks about an animal that not only has an aver medoldol, but it also has basar medoldol, a chunk of meat that was torn off the animal and is just hanging from it. Says the Mishnah, mesa behema, let's say that animal died, so a basar tzarech hechsher. In order for a piece of meat that was dangling from it to be able to contract toma, it has to undergo hechsher, has become wet with one of the the 7 halachic liquids, and only then is machshir lekabel toma. And vo aver matayim mishum aver minachai, the aver that was dangling is matame because of aver minachai, and ve'ena matayim mishum aver minan nevela, it's not matame because of an aver from nevela. And so this clearly tells us that both the piece of meat and the limb that were dangling are not considered connected to the animal, namely misa oisa nipol, that when it dies, these things that were dangling beforehand are considered 100% detached. That's what Meir says. So here we see misa oisa nipol in the Mishnah, and shchita namitanina, the din about shchita, that is ena oisa nipol, that is also taught in the very same Mishnah. What does it tell us? Nishchata behema, if this animal is shechted, so then hochshru b'dameha, both the piece of meat and the aver that were dangling from it have now become mochshru lekabel toma because of the blood of the animal, and right now they're not tame yet, but if something tame touches them, they're mochshru lekabel toma, so they are able to become tame. Divrei Meir, that's what Meir's opinion. There's Rav Shimon, where he says loy hochshru, they're not mochshru lekabel toma. Bottom line is, we see this din as well from the Mishnah. So what's Rabbi Yechon teaching us? And the answer is, if we just had that Mishnah, Havamina, I would think that my hochshru in the second din, what does it mean that it's mochshru lekabel toma? Because of the blood from the animal that was shechted, a basar. That's talking about the meat that was dangling from the animal. That's mochshru lekabel toma because of the blood of the shechita. But I wouldn't say that applies to the limb, and therefore I still might say that the shechita of the animal makes that dangling limb considered as if it's 100% detached, and that it would become tame because of Eivor Min Achai. And that's what we need Rabbi Yechon for. Ask the Gemara, how could you have the Havamina? Hochshru Katani. The Mishnah says very clearly, Hochshru. And Hochshru is Lashon plural, namely, they become Mochshru Lekabel Toma. As says Mashru, they were also talking about the Eivor. How could you say that without Rabbi Yechon, we would have thought that we're not talking about the Eivor? Says the Gemara, no. We still would be able to understand this Lashon of Hochshru, that they are Mochshru Lekabel Toma, as referring to something else and not talking about the limb. Maude Tema, one might have thought, the Chad Lubasar Aparshman Abahema, the Chad Lubasar Aparshman Eivor, that is double Lashon, that this is Mashma, they are Mochshru Lekabel Toma, is talking about two different pieces of meat. One is a chunk of meat that was dangling from the animal itself, and one is a chunk of meat that was dangling from that dangling limb. And umay ulmei dahai mehai, why would one be stronger than the other? Meaning, why would you think that it's necessary for the Mishnah to discuss both of these situations of meat that are dangling, again, one dangling from the animal, one dangling from the leg? That's because, sakdat chamina, one would have thought, hayol metame tum chamura agav aviv, since the piece of meat that's dangling from the dangling limb becomes a very high level of tuma from its parent, meaning from the limb itself, because again, in this entire havamina, we're thinking that the limb is not included in this din, therefore would be considered detached and memela tame once the animal is shechted. So therefore, a piece of meat that comes from that limb, since its father, its parent, the limb, is a very high level of toma, emo loyle by hechsher, I might say that a piece of meat that's dangling from it doesn't require hechsher in order to mekabel toma, and it's tame by itself, again, because of the limb that it comes from. Kamash malan, the chiddush of the Mishnah would be that that piece of meat dangling from the limb does need a hechsher, because it's considered detached from the limb, and it could be that that's what the Mishnah is referring to, and it's not talking about the aver at all. That's what we need Rabbi Yechon for, to tell us that no, that when an animal has an aver medoldal, a dangling limb, and that animal is shechted, so the limb is not considered nipol, it's not considered detached, mela, it does not become tame, and it's considered part of the animal. Now, Omar Rav Yosef comments on this and says, Nekot Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Yadcha, you should take that which Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef said in your hand, which means this quote that Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef said in the name of Rav Yechon, this one that we were just discussing, HaKomadim Shmisa Isa Nipol, Vain Shchita Isa Nipol, you can follow that. Why is that? The Rav Rachana Kai Kavase, because Rav Rachana goes like him. How do we know? It's a Tanya, we have a Brysa. The Pasuk tells us, Ubasa Basa the Trefal Isa Chelu, and meat that's out in the field, that's torn, it's not allowed to be eaten. This is a classic Pasuk about an animal's a Trefa. Now, really, the Pasuk could have said, Utrefa Basa the Isa Chelu. Why does it have to have this extra word, Ubasar? We learn from here, Lohavio Aver Vabasar Mududalm Behemo Bechai Ba'if. This is going to include a case that if we have either Aver or meat that's dangling from a Behemo Chai or Aif, Ushchata on any Shech to them, Shein Asurin that they're Asar. Now, Amar Rav Rachana Amar Rav Yechonon, he says, I ain't out of on top that ain't behind elements of Parish Belvad. Actually, they're not Asar Midai Raisa. There's only mitzvah of Parish that you should separate yourself for them, meaning Midrabanon, one is not allowed to eat them, but Midai Raisa one would be allowed to. And that's the same thing that we mentioned before, that when we have an Aver or Basar Medodol and the animal is shechted properly, so Shchita ain't Isa Nipol, it doesn't make it detached, and therefore Midai Raisa would be mutter to eat. It's only Drabanon that'd be Asar, as we see Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef and Rav Rachana are saying the same thing in Shitas Rav Yechonon. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.